Right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it is good to hear conversation in the house of God. Amen. I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, the Lord says that it's good for us to come together. Amen. Amen. And it says that we should gather together, and he is amongst the two or three that would just gather in his name. Amen. And I will tell you that for me, I believe that at these times like we're going through around the world, that this is more critical than ever for us to come together as believers. Amen. I tell you what, the salvation of the world is in the hand of the church. Amen. And I thank God that today is called a National Day of Prayer. We will be taking some time to pray for the nation today and just in general. But I will tell you that as for me, I believe that the Lord says that as two or three gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. And I will tell you that to me, for the church, there could not be any more clearer time for us to be together than now. Amen. So this morning, we're going to enter in and worship, and we're going to thank God that he is coming and that he's already here, and that he's going to be in the midst of us, and that he's faithful. Amen. I tell you what, that our God is a God of this world and this future of our families and our lives. And I tell you what, he's with us. Amen. So this morning, we're just going to worship God and thank him for the opportunity we have to know that he's bigger than any virus or bigger than any discouragement that would come upon us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Stand on your feet with us this morning. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah, louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. The fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Come on, church. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. We have that weapon of praise this morning. We have our voice. We're gonna lift His name up on high this morning. We're gonna press in. We're gonna praise. We're gonna declare He's faithful. His promises are true. And yes and amen this morning. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And He sets us free this morning. Cause this is how I fight my battle. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You.
Power.
church this morning, we're going to be that army that rises up in faith. We're going to be the ones that say, "Our Christ is a healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't leave these Israelites in Egypt to suffer the plagues because of the blood of the Lamb. And all we have to do is proclaim the blood over our families this morning. Let's be that army. We're the army rising up. We're the army rising up. We're the army rising." Come on, all over this house this morning. We're the army rising up. We're the army of the God. We're the army rising up. We're the army rising up. Come on. We're the army rising up. We're the army. We're the army rising up. To break every chain. Break every chain.
He's put a Moses. And every generation, he has put in that generation exactly what is needed for the time that they're living in. And in this generation, it's you. You're his army. You're his army. You are put here for such a time as this. The nation out there is afraid, and they're hiding because they're afraid. They're afraid of something that the enemy has brought to this land. And they think there's no hope over it other than to isolate themselves from everybody else. But that's not the truth. The hope that we have is in Jesus Christ. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You're the army that's supposed to rise up declare his words. Speak out. Speak out. Declare that this thing is over in Jesus' name. Yes. Declare the healing of the world, not just here. Don't just think about what's beside you, but think about this world that's out there that's lost. Yes. This world that's being affected by this. Listen, we are their hope because Jesus is our God. And he is the hope of the world. And if we won't open our mouths and speak the hope, they don't have it. Listen, it is our turn. It is our time to rise up. To rise up and be the body that he created us to be. To be the voice. To be the sound that causes this thing to break off of the nations. And causes the nations to wake up and understand who he is. And that it's because of him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. Amen? Amen. Amen.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen. Blood flows through my veins, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Yeah. child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Let's sing that again. And I'm no longer a slave. Child of God, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Know that I am a child of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we declare your glory. And God, we thank you that we are children of the Most High God. Amen.
Yes.
And that God, you are with us even right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes.
No.
You know, today has been declared. Today has been declared as the National Day of Prayer. And I think it's amazing because sometimes maybe our leadership doesn't get the credit they deserve, because I will tell you what, for the president to declare a National Day of Prayer lets us know that government is not what we put our trust in. God is what we put our trust in.
Amen. I want to say this real quick, too. We were here on Thursday night, and when we were here Thursday night, he's like, we're going to pray on Sunday for this. And Jared said he thought it, and I know I thought it, because you know me. I'm like, why are we waiting? Why don't we just pray now? Like, I don't understand. But we trust our pastor, and so we didn't say nothing to him. I didn't even say anything to you on the way home, which normally sometimes I do.
Yep.
Because that's, you know, what we do.
Amen. Amen.
But anyway, and then for like a day later, the president declares today a National Day of Prayer. Thank the Lord. I don't care if you like him, if you don't like him. I could care less. I'm not in that arena. That's not what I'm here for. I'm to teach you about the blood of Jesus. I'm to teach you about that word. That's what I'm to teach you about. But for somebody that's in authority over this nation to understand that a National Day of Prayer is needed right now for this time, for this thing to go away, that is amazing.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. Amen.
Amen. We'll let you pray. I hope you guys do know that I am led of the Lord, because that's what the Lord told me. He said, Sunday, I want you to pray. So the first thing I want to do, is there anybody here who has it in your heart that you want to pray today, this morning?
Adam does. He does. Seriously.
Amen. Is it in your heart to pray? Come up here.
Come on.
Amen.
He's just nervous, but I felt it the first service, and I talked to him, and he said he did.
Come up here. Amen.
You ain't afraid of this microphone.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Your voice is what we
Yep. Hear. Adam, go ahead. You can pray.
Father God, I pray for this day, and I pray that the coronavirus will go away and no one else will have it. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Is there anybody else who has it on their heart that they might want to pray this morning?
The simple faith.
Yeah.
The simple faith. And that may sound simple, but I'm just telling you the simplicity of what you brought into us. That is what the kingdom of God is about.
Amen. Amen.
So
yep. Yep. Amen. Amen. Believing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord too. Hallelujah. Jeannie, do you want to come and pray? I know you had it kind of more in your heart for people to stand and to not.
Just to touch on what he's saying, and the scripture in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. where it's talking about to press on to the high calling. With everything, the season that something's going through and what's going on right now in the nation, people are in a panic, and it's causing them to step back and stand in fear. I encourage you, press on. Run swiftly towards the Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence. And Lord, with this coronavirus and the state of panic that people in, Lord, we call it to cease in your name. Lord, your promises are yea and amen. And your word says, by your stripes we are healed. You have surrounded us with your promises and you are faithful. Lord, we just ask for you to cause a peace to sweep over this nation and cause this panic to come to a stop and let people stand and realize that you are God and you will always be God and you will stand with them and your hand has not left them. Your hand is on this nation. He's on our president. Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, and I just come in agreement with the prayers that have been made, Father, that God supernaturally, God, that this is not just a day of prayer, but it's a day of turnaround, God. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that God, just like you touched our leadership with the wisdom to pray, that God, as they've humbled themselves, as our president has humbled himself, Father, Lord, you would just release your divine sovereign hand, Father God. Lord, that we would begin to just see, as it were, just a shift of this, God. That, Father, fear and panic would be broken, God, and that strength and faith would rise up, Father God. Lord, I thank you that solutions will come forth expediently on this issue, God. Lord, that God, things would happen in such a quick way that cases would come to a close, Father God. And Lord, that in this nation, God, and in all nations, this virus would be a thing of the past, Father God. And Lord, that we would be stirred to turn towards you. That fear would come off of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we would rise up and stand strong in who you are, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, God, that at a time like this, Father, the church would rise up more and more, Father God. Lord, if we were ever to come together, God, it's when these moments happen that the church surges forth in prayer and intercession and in supplication and God calling you into our circumstances so that they can be supernaturally changed. And God, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name.
And right now, I just speak against lack in this nation and in this world, and I speak abundance over it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you are the God of the abundance. The Lord God, we've never seen your seed forsaken or begging for bread, Lord God, that you would provide what is needed for each household, each family, Lord God. Lord, that there are people that are maybe not being able to work right now. Father God, I break the curse of lack right now in Jesus' name, and I speak abundance over every household in Jesus' name, that they would have that to eat. Father, the funds would be there to pay their bills. Lord God, that they would not lack anything in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
You know, I just believe that it's going to be a time of people coming together, giving, caring, sharing. I believe that people are going to just break forth and help where help is needed.
It's already
happening. I'm just telling you. Yes,
and it's already happening. I've been seeing some stuff out there where kids, because they can't go to school, and the concern is that some kids won't have their breakfast or their lunch because they rely on that at school to get those things. And there are places popping up, I believe even here in Kenton, that are saying, come here and we will feed you lunch.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Will feed you no cost. We will feed you lunch.
Amen. Praise
That's
God.
Amazing. And I
That's
see.
That's beautiful.
No, listen. And I see people posting, if you don't have, just get a hold of me. No judgment. No anything. Just get a hold of me and I will make sure that you have to eat.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we need to show. Yeah, let me caution you.
Yep.
In this time. And it's something I'm seeing and I don't like it. I don't like it. When we feel so superior in our faith, in the faith that God has put in us, to put somebody else down because they're not where we're at. Let's not do that. Let's not bash somebody because this church may not have stayed open and thought, and you thought they just didn't have enough faith to stay open. Listen, people are at different levels in their faith. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't always at a level where I can stand here and boldly proclaim that I know that God's got this.
Amen.
There would have been a time that I wouldn't have had that voice because I grew in my faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. So let's always, when we are sowing the word out there, that it be laced up in love for each other, and that it will bring somebody to a place of hope and never a place of condemnation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all amen. I want to say about that.
Amen. Amen.
About that. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
So what do we got going on? And we got good stuff going on.
I do want to say this, that okay. do we, you know, I think it's good that we do basic things like they're telling us, washing our hands
absolutely.
And those types of things.
Wise.
But I also want you to know that as believers, I truly do want you to have an abundance of peace and faith in God that you will be kept.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that if we touch any deadly thing, it shall not hurt us. And I want you to know that as a believer, you should be believing that the Lord is going to keep your household.
Absolutely.
And he's going to bless you. And that if someone did get sick, they're going to recover. But there is there should be a faith in you. And not a fear residue in you. You should have a confidence in who God is. And I believe that it's more important for us to come together more than ever. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that especially as you see these days approaching, we should come Ooh. Together more in his name because this is our safety. I mean, we do this because this is our safety. This is what we believe and this is what we stand in. Amen.
Listen, if we don't have this hope, what hope do we have?
Amen. Amen.
He is our hope.
Amen.
Amen. For everything,
praise
not
God.
Just for this situation, but every situation. And
Amen.
Because he is our hope,
Amen.
He will always be the one we turn to
Amen.
Every situation. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. Well, live streamers, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, amen.
We're excited
praise
that you're
God.
Joining us. We know some of you are not feeling well and you're at home
yep.
and you're resting and we are praying
yes.
for you. We believe that this is going to leave you, that you're
yep.
going to be feeling better quickly
yep.
and that you'll
fact,
be able
Candace
to be back
and Russ,
with us soon.
We've
amen.
Prayed for you guys because those
yes.
were specific
yes.
requests or notes that we knew of. So we have specifically prayed for you
Amen.
To be healed. Amen. And
yes.
we believe God for you. Amen.
Yes, we love you.
Hallelujah.
And don't forget that we monitor the Facebook live feed. And so if you put comments out there of wanting prayer, that if you stick with us till the end, one of us will get up and tell Pastor about the requests
Amen.
For prayer that Amen. We've got on there, and he will pray for you. And we also have people praying for you as well as we're going on. So
Amen.
There's constant prayer during this service for you. And
Amen.
We want you to feel free to send those prayer requests to us. Amen.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have got some good things coming up today at 5:30 is our teens
yep.
here at the church. So
yeah.
that'll be exciting and a fun time for the teens. And then we have Mark Dunphy that's going to be with us on April
yeah.
2nd here at 7 o'clock with us.
Evangelist Mark Dunphy has
yes.
been with us probably almost as long as we've been here. Amen.
Yes.
He always has a strong word for us. He's one of the first men that prophetically had
Amen.
A confirmation that we were going to build and step into another building, which is in the process. Amen. Which is well on the way. Praise God, which we're excited about. In fact, we might as well... but he'll be here on the 2nd of April, right?
Yes.
It's
and let me
Thursday
say this real
night.
Quick while it's on my brain, because you know how it gets when you get talking about stuff and you forget what you were going to say. For those, if anybody was going to the Shonda Pierce concert tonight, where the comedian tonight at Bodkin's, that has been postponed.
Okay.
Shonda Pierce's group said a thing out to us saying that they're postponing it for now. So I'm sure more information to come on that.
Okay.
Just wanted to put that out there really fast.
Very good.
They're supposed to keep their
Yeah,
yes, keep
say,
your tickets. If you have
ticket,
tickets, live streamers, if anybody's out there, it's going to Shonda Pierce. Keep your tickets. Amen.
Because they will be good again in the future. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Okay,
and
so
you can go.
Are you talking about the building now?
Yes, we were going to talk
we
about
did.
The building
yes.
for a minute. I want you to know that things are well underway. Painting's happening. What's that called? The lower ceiling. What's that?
Drop ceiling.
The drop ceiling is being put in there, and so
yes.
all of that good stuff is happening, and I will tell you that last week I was so bold that I made a proclamation, and my proclamation was that I can boldly tell you that we've had our last Christmas in this building. Now, as far as telling you boldly
for you that are with us and you're not with us all the time, all of us are laughing at him. Because last year he declared, year, our last Christmas in this building. And, of course, we had another Christmas in this building. So,
because the finishing date on our building at that time was October of last year. So what's so amazing is that we are now in March of this year. So that's what I'm saying. I'll boldly tell you that we're Christmas, but I'm not boldly telling you the exact date yet.
Yeah, we don't have an exact
when we
date
will
yet
be into our new building, but we are closer than ever, and we are in the finishing. We are in the finishing.
Give or take some. Yep.
We are in the finishing stages.
And as soon as we do have an actual date, we will share the actual date. We're not holding anything from you, I promise. I can share a text with you where I asked, do we have a date yet? And the answer was just a solid no.
Yeah.
So we just, because there's just so many things that need to be done, and it still depends on people's schedules and when they can come in, and contractors are busy. And so we have to let the dominoes fall into place and it get done.
Amen. And it will, and it's going to be
God's
perfect
done
timing.
Amen.
And we're going to rejoice and enjoy it.
And it looks so pretty. It looks so, I might be biased, I don't know, but it looks so pretty. Mm-hmm. Brandy has most of it painted except for the sanctuary now. And the foyer, when you walk into the foyer, it's just so pretty. I'm just saying.
I guess you are saying it's just so pretty. Hallelujah.
I have to see it. But
anyhow,
did a video, so if you want to
go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, we did a video. So if you want to go out and look at some of the progress, we hadn't done one for a while. And so we thought we'd get one out there so you could see the progress at those that can't make it over there. So.
Amen. And in the meantime, what I'll tell you is, I want to tell you just one more thing about it is that in the meantime, we should not be just focusing on that building. We should still be growing right now. Amen. Because there's plenty that we need to just, that building is not going to make you a better Christian. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, I thank God for it, and we're going to move into it and be glad that we got it. Amen. But that's not what's going to make you stronger in him. What's going to make you stronger in him is your determination that you're going to be what God wants you to be. Amen? So let's make sure of that. And I do want to remind you that this Saturday coming up at 1 o'clock, we are going to have a celebration of life meal right here for Roger Hendrickson. He went home to be with the Lord at the end of February. And for his family, we're just going to have a time here where we remember him and celebrate him. So if you can help out at all, that would be great. And more importantly, if you could just be here with us at 1 o'clock, it would really be wonderful to have that support from his church family, because I will tell you that he loved the church. Amen. And he loved all of us. And I want to make sure that if we can, we should be here for him and his family. So that is a powerful moment in time for the Lord. Amen? And as for us, we're going to go ahead right now and let these children get out of here. And Pastor Jared's going to take them to Children's Church. Amen? So they can get started. Huh? What? Maybe the Lord was hollering out to you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And right now I want to take a few minutes. And for our offering today, I just want to remind each and every one of us that the Bible says that we are tithes and we are offering givers. Amen?
Yes.
But I just want to remind you in the midst of those things that you are faithful to and obedient to because you are willing to do it. Okay? And out of that relationship you have, I just want to remind you that there are times where the Lord may have you sow a seed for something. And what that means is that you might be getting ready to do something and God might stir your heart. You could sow a seed to be debt-free. You could sow a seed because you're believing God for a job or any number of things. But I want you to know that if you ever get stirred in your faith and you feel like you're releasing something, it's not wrong for you to put a proclamation behind your giving. Amen? I want you to know that you can be bold and you can sow for something particular along with your, your tithe is your tithe. But when you are giving offerings, there may be times where God just stirs you to sow a seed for something. And I just want you to know that it is normal as a Christian to be stirred in your heart and to be stirred to sow a seed towards something in particular, because God may be doing that to stir your faith in a certain area. Amen? So make certain that when you are sowing and giving your tithes and your offerings, that if you're ever stirred in your heart to sow a seed, be bold enough to do that and know that God is working with you in that. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're just going to take the offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, now I thank you, God, that people do not give out of a religious proclamation, God, but first out of obedience, but then out of relationship, and God, out of the fact that the Bible says that people gave as they were willing and as their spirit stirred them up. And God, they're willing to give out of their trust in you, Father. Lord, out of developing a relationship where they see your faithfulness, God. God, where they see you rebuke the devourer on their behalf. God, they see how you have intervened and given them favor, God. You've canceled debt, Father. I just believe that you're going to cancel debt and you're going to bring provision into people, even from places that they did not know. Father, I feel like insurance claims and or insurance payments, God. And God, maybe where they used to work and no longer work there, that there's some money, God, even a savings plan that they're unaware of that's going to come into their awareness, God. But God, just supernatural things, Father God. I just believe that you're going to do things for people to just show them who you are in their lives, God. I believe that people are going to be promoted, God. Promotion is going to come upon them, Father. Doors are going to open for them and favor is coming upon their life, God. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to preach to you this morning, and I'm just going to start with a scripture that's in Psalms 14:5. It says, there were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. And I want you to know something, that scripture is not referencing the people of God. It's referencing the enemies of God and even the kingdom of darkness. They were in great fear because God is in the generation of the righteous. And I want you to know something, that the generation of the righteous is not just a generation that existed years ago in the Bible. I want you to know that throughout the generations of humanity, in every generation, there are those that give their heart to the Lord, and that is the generation of the righteous. And the Lord is with them. So I want you to know that right now, today, you, each and every one of you who have taken on the salvation of Jesus Christ and has made the Lord your God, I want you to know that every one of you are part of the generation of the righteous that are in existence today. And I want you to know that that's the perfect reason why you would be called upon to come together in the name of the Lord and pray for the nation and pray for people and be an example for people. Because right now, you are a part of that generation of the righteous that's living today, that's carrying out the will and the purpose of God. I want you to know that God has an expectation that in every generation of humanity, he has never sold us short. in every generation that's been here, God has never sold us short. I want you to know something, that there has always been and there will always be a people that love and serve God. I want us to know right here in America, I want you to know that right here in this region, you are not the only people that love God. Even in this region, I want you to know that there are many people that you may not ever even meet that love God, and they are part of the generation of the righteous that was in existence for today. I want you to know that your life is not by accident. You are a part of God's hope for the world. Amen. I mean, just like Jesus is our hope, God had hope in you because when he brought you forth, he had absolute faith that you would come into salvation. It is the will of God that you would be saved. And I want you to know something. I'm looking around, and Bob, yes, I want you to know something that you need to know, that God had a day of expectation where you would give your heart to him, and he knew that he would have a place in your heart. Amen. Let's not us ever forget that the Lord says, what is his temple? Now, don't get me wrong. We're building a new church, but that church in itself, that building is going to be set aside for God, but that's not God's temple. Amen. You know what? The Lord says that we are his temple. Amen. And I want you to know that the Lord expects you to have him operating in your life every day. And I want you to know that God is with us every day. Amen. And I want to take you right into 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Bible says in verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I want you to know something, that especially right now, but at all times, when you have tough things going on in your life, one of the most critical things you're going to have to do is learn how to humble yourself. Well, what do I mean by humbling yourself? Well, I mean this to you, that when you're going through tough times, it's not a time for you to become prideful. Amen? Amen. How do you know that you're operating in pride? Well, you forget to humble yourself. You forget to pray. You forget to ask God into your situation. You start saying, woe is me, I can't do it anymore. Or you start thinking about going back to old ways of handling things instead of humbling yourself and saying, God, right now, I need your help more than ever. Amen? When we humble ourselves before the living God, he says that in due season, he will exalt us or bring us out of our situation. Amen. So I want you to know something, that in the middle of battles, and right now, I thank God that we had a president that called a national day of prayer. Because I tell you what better way to humble yourself than to be the chief one in charge and say, look, we don't look to the government to solve our issues. We've always looked to God to solve our issues. And I want to tell each and every one of you that we look to the Lord to solve our issues. Amen. So let's make sure that we are a people that when things get tough or things are going on and we have difficult situations, let's make sure that we humble ourselves enough to give God full reign and full authority in our life. Amen. And he says that at that moment, we will be exalted. I want you to know something, that God is working on your behalf. Even when you don't see it, it says that you may be exalted in due time. And what that means is that oftentimes there might be some battle going on and you might not see, but God is working on your behalf. Stay at peace. Stay at peace. Be calm in the middle of difficulties because God is working things out and you will see it come to pass. Another scripture says that in due season, you shall receive. Amen. Don't faint because in due season, and I want you to know something, that it is always time for us as Christians to press in and stand strong in the Lord. And here goes a critical piece of what this says. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And what I want you to know something is that this isn't just casting the one problem you have on God. When we read this scripture, it says casting your care upon him because he cares for you. This isn't just bringing the one little issue we have with God or the one place of hardship we have with God. When we cast our care, it means that I'm casting the full trust of my life into God's hands. I'm not just going to have him be the ruler over one or two areas, or when I have a difficulty, all of a sudden, that's when I'm going to come and that's the area I want him to deal with. No, no, no. When I cast my care upon the Lord, it means that I'm going to cast the full responsibility and the full trust of my entire life into God's way of doing things. Amen? And I'm going to ask him and I'm going to know that he cares for us. You know, one thing that I really want you to get a hold of, because one of the things that will happen is that when you're going through difficulty and when you're going through challenge, it is some of the best times to remember, you know what? The Lord went to the cross for me. And if nobody else would have got saved, Jesus still would have given his life that I could be saved and go to heaven. And I tell you what, it's also good for us to remember that when we're going through battle, remember, he chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. And if he loves me that much and he cares for me that much, then I can trust him with the entirety of my life. Amen. I want us to be a people that truly trust God in the middle of our battles, in the middle of the difficulties going on. We have got to remember that he cares for us, okay? And if we can remember that he cares for us, then we can find the peace to trust him, pray to him, look to him, and therefore get a God result no matter what's going on in our life. Amen? And then the other most critical thing that we must do as believers, this is extremely, extremely critical, that we must be sober and we must be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Christians, I want you to know something. That one thing we've got to remember in this life is that we do have an adversary. And the devil is real. And I tell you what, it's amazing to me how many times a Christian will begin to press into God or will make some decisions to improve their life, and immediately in the middle of those decisions, battles come. Sickness rises up. Difficulty at work seems to just press in when I have made a decision to move closer to God. Sometimes relationship hardships will show up right in the middle of me making my deepest decisions to serve God. And I've got to remember, I've got to be sober enough or clear-headed enough to know that things might be happening because the enemy is trying to increase oppression into my life. The enemy is trying to attack me and cause me to fall short in areas so that I will stop my pursuit of God. And I want you to know something, that's why we need to be aware of it. Because if we're aware of it, the Bible says that we can resist him. And if we will resist the enemy, then I tell you what, the Bible says that he will flee. In other words, we can get over addictions if we will resist the devil. We can get over hardships if we will resist the devil. We can rise up. We could lose a job, and we could rise up and get a better job if we can resist the devil. Don't let fear take over your life, and don't let yourself fall into this thing of saying, this is the way I've always been. Or in this area, I can't win. I can't change it. This is just how it is. No, no, no. I will tell you something, that you need to make sure that you leave room to say, God, I'm going to cast my care upon you in this area. I'm going to trust you like I've never trusted you. And as a result, you're going to help me get over this. And when the enemy comes at me and tries to fight me, you're going to make me aware of it. I'm going to be aware. I want you to know something, that you can be aware of the enemy's trying to come against you and the things that he will try to do to cause you to fall short of what God has for you. Amen? Be sober. Be vigilant. That means be aware. Be clear-headed. And when you're clear-headed, be strong. Be strong. Be willing to say, okay, no. I see that someone looks like they're doing this or someone looks like they're doing that, but I know that this is the enemy trying to stop something that God has promised me. So therefore, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep an attitude of prayer. I'm going to keep using my faith. I'm going to keep walking through things. Why am I going to do that? Because I know that this is just the enemy trying to distract me, because he is seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says that the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And let me tell you something. The enemy cannot devour you or destroy you or stop your faith or stop your life unless you give him room to. If you will resist him steadfast in the faith, if you will keep your prayer. You know, sometimes people will back up from church when battles come. No, that's when you need to press in. Sometimes people will back away from prayer when battles come. No, that's when you need to pray more. And I tell you what, that's when you need to praise, and that's when you need to remind yourself of what God has promised you. Amen? I want to remind you that there was a man in the Bible who came to the Lord, and he had someone at home that was sick, and he came to the Lord and said, if you will come with me, I know you can pray for them and they'll be healed. Yes. Well, on the way to going home, they got a report from his house that was a negative report. It says, hey, don't bother the master, they're dead. But the Lord looked at that man and said, hey, only believe. In other words, I'm going to tell you something. There's sometimes where people are not going to be in agreement with you. There's sometimes where people are going to lose hope in what you're believing for. There's sometimes where other people are not going to be able to remember what you had your faith for, but you have to remember what your faith is being used for. Because the Lord said to this man, only believe. Remember, only believe. In other words, we started on this journey. I'm your Lord, and I'm going to bring you through this journey. And I want you to know something, that sometimes some of those closest to us might fight against us. There is a man named Job in the Bible who was sick. And I tell you what, all of his friends said, buddy, why don't you just curse your God and die? But Job was like, oh no, I can't take a position of that, because he remembered that his God was a healer. Amen. And thank God that Job didn't let other people influence him, even when he was sick and not looking that good, because Job came out on the other side of his sickness. Amen. And I just want to encourage you today that sometimes, even when you're believing God for things that other people can't see, that sometimes you need to make sure you stay stirred up and you don't give up on them. Amen? Don't give up on what God has said to you and what God has spoken to you, because you need to resist steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished and your brethren that are in the world. I want you to know something, that there are times where as believers, we should be stirred up even if the world is negative on something. See, right now, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of discouragement out there, but I want you to know that for you right now, you have a right as a believer to know that you can get through some things that the world may not be able to battle through. In fact, the Bible says that you should have a reason of hope while other people don't. People should be able to come to you and you have peace, and they're wondering how you have peace. And it is going to be because you trust in the Lord. Amen? And you should be bold enough to tell people, well, I don't know. I just trust in the Lord. Amen? And I have hope and I have peace. And I can live this way because God has proven himself strong and faithful to me. Amen? And I want you to know that God will prove himself faithful to each and every one of us. I want to share a scripture with you today in the book of Matthew chapter 8. And I'm going to begin to read in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 14. It says, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother, oh my goodness, his mother-in-law, was laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. You know, sometimes we will believe God for the bigger things. And here we know that Jesus casted out devils and prayed for multitudes that were sick and they were healed. But I want you to understand something, that there was a lady here who was sick of a fever. And the Lord touched her hand in the middle of that sickness, and it says that she rose up and ministered. In other words, she just rose up and served people in a very normal way. And what I want you to know here is that sometimes we forget that this Lord in our life who can handle all these big things is the same Lord that will handle your day-to-day issue. See, sometimes we want to handle all our fevers and headaches with aspirin, and I'm not against you doing that, but I'm also against the idea of you handling things on your own and not giving room to the Lord. See, I want you to know something, that to the Lord, he saw this as a hindering place for this person. In other words, I want you to know that sometimes it's not just the big things, but it is the little things in life that the Lord is willing to work with for you and deliver you from so that you can get on to bigger things in life. And I want you to know something, that if the Lord was willing to step into this lady's situation and take care of her fever, what things is the Lord willing to step into you today and take care of for you? Amen? Sometimes as people, we will carry day-to-day burdens that we shouldn't carry on our own. We're worried about our bills. We're worried about our finances. We get stressed out about so many things. And I got to ask you something. Why are you not casting that care upon the Lord? Why are you not trusting him with your house and with your difficulties and with your relationships? See, sometimes if we can believe that the Lord would handle a fever, we can believe that God will supernaturally handle the issues within our relationship. Amen? And I tell you what, sometimes if we're not careful, we will think that what we got on isn't big enough to go across the cares of the Lord. If that was true, he wouldn't be able to number every hair on your head. But he says that he numbered every hair on your head, and that means that he cares about these small things. I mean, think about it. The same day that Jesus healed this fever was a day that many were brought to him that had devils, and he cast the spirits out, and he healed all that were sick. And I mean, he handled a lot of responsibility on this day, but it did not stop him from stepping into a house and taking care of someone's fever. See, I want you to know something, that sometimes the enemy tries to pressure you into believing that who you are is insignificant. Sometimes the enemy will try to press you into believing that your situations and who you are and what you got going on is so insignificant that the Lord doesn't care, and nothing could be farther from the truth. The Lord cares about who you are. He cares about the big situations that are going on in your life, and he cares about the small situations that are going on in your life. See, sometimes we need healed from things in our past that are big, but we've hidden them. We've tried to minimize them instead of just asking the Lord to heal us. Amen? And I want you to know something, that every area in your life is an area that the Lord himself not only can, but desires to deal with. Amen? He desires to be the God that is right there helping you at every turn of your life. Amen? He walked right into this house and he healed this woman of a fever. What could the Lord do if you would truly understand that he's walking in the midst of your house every day? Every day the Lord is right here with us. Remember, he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And it means that the Lord is in your house on a day-to-day basis. I need you to recognize this, that there are some things that you're hiding from God There's some things that you've never asked the Lord to help you with, but he's right there every day wanting to help you with them. I want you to know something, that every day the Lord is right there wanting to help you with what you have going on. And it's very critical that we make sure that we cast our care upon him. It's very critical that we make sure that we do not get too big for God. Amen? I want you to know something, that do we use the wisdom we have? Yes, we do. Do we work? Do we do what we can do? Yes, we better do what we can do. But what the shame of it is, let us never think that we're doing anything without God. Remember, the Bible says this, that in him we move, breathe, and have our very being. And so I want you to know something. You're not doing anything without him anyway. It's better if you acknowledge him and let him be involved in it. Amen? Because I want to remind you of how your Lord and Savior existed on this earth. And we're going to look in Acts chapter 10 just for a minute. Praise God. And I just want to remind you of something. That in the book of Acts chapter 10, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I want to remind you of something. Jesus Christ, when he walked as a man on this earth, he was so effective because he didn't do anything without the Holy Ghost and without the power of God working on his life. Amen? How much more, if Jesus is the example of it, how much more should we not do anything without the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of God working on our life? Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to grab a hold of that, and I want you to remind yourself that the Bible says this, greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. I want to remind you of this, that the Bible says in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't say I can do all things on my own. I can do all things by my own way of doing it and by me handling it. No, if you try to do things on your own, you're going to fail. It says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I want you to know that the Lord is the one who wants to be working through you and wants to be touching you and wants to empower you. And when you are walking with him empowering you, then you can get things accomplished. Amen. Jesus Christ was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Do you believe that we're supposed to go about doing good? Yes. Yes. Amen. Do you believe that we're supposed to go and see people healed and set free? Absolutely. And if the Lord needed the Holy Ghost and power to do it, then that's what we need. Amen? Amen? So we should never, ever let our lives be a life that's not touched with God's ability. Amen? Amen. And let's make sure that we're casting our care upon him. Yes. And let's make sure that we're humbling ourselves, because when we do, he will exalt us in due time. Amen? Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory and your power, your goodness and your abundance to be upon your people today, Father. And Lord, we thank you for this great day, God. God, I thank you that whenever we come together in your name, when two or three are gathered in your midst, God, you're with us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that the Bible says to us as an individual, you will never leave us nor forsake us. So God, I thank you that every day that we walk this life, your will is to walk with us, God, to never leave us nor forsake us, and to be with us at every day and every endeavor that we do, God. Father, I pray that we would find it within ourselves to cast our care upon you, to trust you with every area of our life, God, and to know that without fail, you are in the generation of the righteous. And God, right now, we are your generation, and you are in us. Father, we're going to see your great outcomes. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, now we prayed for Candy. But God, we know that even right now you are strengthening her in this sickness. And God, I'm commanding all of that to come out, to loose her, Father. We release the working of miracles and healing to flow into her. And you sent your word, Father. And Lord, I believe that even right now, God, supernaturally, she's healed. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I want